Bitmine stakes. Another 162,088 ETH worth 366 Mallers in validator push. Bitmine Immersion Technologies has staked another 162,088 ETH worth, roughly 366 Mallers, the company disclosed early Friday. The move adds to one of the largest single-entity Ether staking positions on record and continues a pattern of aggressive validator deployment from the Tom Lee-chaired treasury vehicle. ETH was trading around $2,078 as of May 1st, 2026, up 1.3% on the day, putting the dollar value of the new stake near the 366 Mallers figure cited in the announcement. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 42, in neutral territory, even as Bitmine kept buying. A treasury that keeps locking supply Bitmine has spent the past 2 months turning itself into the largest publicly traded Ether holder. Late last month, the company disclosed it had staked more than 70% of a 3.5 million ETH treasury, putting roughly $8.1 billion of Ether into validator duty in a single update. Days later, it added another 101,901 ETH to the stack, lifting overall holdings to about 5.08 million ETH. Friday's 162,088 ETH stake is incremental against that base, but it is the kind of incremental that matters. ETH that goes into a validator does not return to centralized exchange order books overnight. Withdrawals from the Beacon chain still queue, and large operators usually unstake in batches rather than dumping. Each additional add tightens an already constrained liquid float. For context, 162,088 ETH is roughly the equivalent of a mid-sized exchange's daily Ether outflow on a busy day. Doing it in one move, as a single corporate buyer, is not normal market behavior. Why Tom Lee keeps buying into weakness ETH has lagged BTC for most of the year. Ether is roughly flat on the week and down on the month, while Bitcoin is testing $77,000 again. Lee's thesis, as outlined in prior earnings calls, is that ETH staking yield plus the optionality on layer 2 economic activity makes a long-duration treasury position attractive even when spot is sideways. The math is straightforward. At current validator yields in the 3.0% to 3.5% range, a 5 million ETH stake produces somewhere in the order of 150,000 to 175,000 ETH per year in pure staking rewards before any layer 1 fee tips or MEV. That income stream gives Bitmine a way to keep accumulating without selling principal, which is the lever Lee has consistently emphasized. The cost is duration risk. Staked ETH cannot be liquidated instantly. If Ether drops sharply and Bitmine needs cash, the company has to either unstake through the validator exit queue or lean on derivative hedges. Neither is free. What it means for the broader market, single-entity stakes of this size compress the available liquid supply. At current treasury size, Bitmine alone holds roughly 4% of all circulating Ether, a concentration that would have been unthinkable for a public company 2 years ago. Add in other corporate Ether treasuries, and the share of the float that is parked in validator contracts, not order books, climbs further. That is one reason Ether price moves have felt sharper recently. Less supply on exchanges means fewer sellers at any given price level, which cuts both ways. Rallies face less resistance, but sell-offs hit thinner books and clear out faster. Spot ETH ETF flows in the United States have been mixed throughout April, with a string of mid-sized outflows that broke a long inflow streak. Against that backdrop, having a public treasury company quietly absorb 162,088 ETH on a single day is the kind of demand signal that does not show up in the ETF tape. What to watch next? Bitmine's next move will likely come through its weekly disclosure cadence rather than a one-off press release. Two things are worth tracking: whether the staking ratio against total holdings keeps climbing toward fully staked, and whether the company starts to publish realized validator yield figures rather than just treasury totals. Yield disclosure would mark a shift from a pure accumulation story to a cash flow story, which is what equity holders eventually need to underwrite the position. For now, the read is simple. A public company added another 162,088 ETH of stake supply on May 1st, 2026. The price did not move much. and the float is thinner than it was 24 hours ago.